76 trombones from The Music Man. Again, we have so many Broadway show tunes as Encore Homeschool Productions is with us today, staging Seussical the Musical right next door, Landis Hall at the Junction Center, March 27th through March 29th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can get more details at junctioncenterproductions.com. Stay close. We will have a chance for you to win a family four-pack to the show coming up a little later this hour. Right now, a song from the show performed live here in the studio. Dina, can you set this up for us?
Sure. So this song is Gertrude, and she's singing a love song, how she wishes that she could make a connection with Horton. So we're going to perform for you right now Gertrude's love song, The One Feathered Tale of Miss Gertrude McFuzz.
Was a girl bird named Gertrude McFuzz, and she had the smallest plain tail ever was. One droopy droop feather, that's all that she had. And oh, that one feather made Gertrude so sad. She curled it, she dyed it, she gave it a puff. She decked it with flowers, but it wasn't enough. For no matter what, it just was what it was. A tail that simply wasn't meant to catch the eye of an elephant. The one feathered tail of Miss Gertrude McFuzz.
That was great. Oh, Cambria, you have the perfect voice for
that. Thank
you. Oh, beautiful voice, and how perfect. So tell us a little more about your character if we've not seen Seussical the Musical.
Yes. So Gertrude is very quirky and very like awkward, but she has such a sweet heart, and she's like probably my favorite character that I've played, and I've loved getting to know her and just kind of her feisty side and stubborn side, but also her very tender heart. So aww, that's what I really love about her.
And you had mentioned about your favorite costume piece, you know, mm-hmm. you love the tail and the feathers. Mm-hmm. Describe your costume for us.
Yeah, so it's a really pretty blue color, and it's satin, right? Yes, and it has just this really fun poof at the bottom and got some ruffles, and so it's a very simple but fun costume. And then I have a one feather tail, but later on the show, it gets very big. So for those that come see the show, you can see how long it gets.
Are there any other props that really help you with your character?
I actually don't have a lot of props.
Okay.
I do have a little like blue ukulele, so I really like that.
That's great. Oh, and I bet when, you know, you rehearse without the costume and then you put that costume on, mm-hmm. I bet it just helps you become the character.
Yes.
Even more.
Yes. During the costume parade, I put it on and I was like, oh, this is definitely going to help me get into character.
Yeah. So you did just have your costume parade.
Yes, we did last week.
That means you all have your costumes. And when you do a costume parade, is that a way for the creators, the costumers, to kind of see if this is going to work?
Yes. Yeah, so what the costume parade is it's a chance for us to have everyone try on their costume piece and see, does it work cohesively together in the show? Are there things that we need to troubleshoot and fix? What works? What doesn't? So it takes about a long time, actually. It takes about 3 hours. And so each group comes, we look at their costume, we look at the details, we make sure that everything is good. So when they come to the stage, their costumes will be working and be able to perform with them throughout the show.
Oh, we were talking with Encore Homeschool Productions, Seussical the Musical, March 27th, 8th, and 9th at Landis Hall at the Junction Center. Stay close. We have a chance for you to win a family four-pack of tickets coming up, and we have another song to share, too, on the way.